APANO, the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon. And we work in close partnership with each of these organizations who work with immigrant communities from a variety of backgrounds, API community, Muslim community, also the LGBTQ community with Basic Rights Oregon is very involved. You can find a list of our partners at the oneoregon.org website and sign up there. You'll get alerts from us. And we just welcome everybody to get involved and take action.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrea Williams of CASA, and thank all of you callers. You are each and every one interesting and brought valid points. That's what I love about call-in radio. And I want to thank Tammy Dean, who is our wonderful engineer there, facilitating all of these calls. I know there was one more caller on the line, and we weren't able to get you. I'm sorry about that, but we will have this topic on again. And just thank all of you listeners for KBOO Portland. This is Linda Olson-Osterlund signing off.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Thanks to Linda and Andrea for that great interview. Next up, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary at 10:15 Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And then at 11 o'clock, we've got the Recovery Zone today, talking to solar energy specialist Jesse Hunter, who wants to dethrone King Kong. That's C-O-N-G, coal, oil, nuclear, and gas. Stay tuned for all that coming up on your community radio station, KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring for a project manager to help organize our 50th anniversary celebrations in 2018. We are looking for someone who can help track and organize all that we have going on in our 50th anniversary year, including publications, exhibits, events, web content, archival ephemera, cafe press, and more. We are looking for prior experience with project management, examples of ability to lead and manage volunteers, build partnerships, and organizational skills. The deadline to apply is November 23rd at 5 p.m. More information about the position and how to apply can be found at kboo.fm/hiring.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio. As always, we are fake news radio, because where else are you going to get true fake news? That said, we have some weather to go stumbling through. Today, obviously, rain, and we've got a low around 50 for the daylight hours, and southeast winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 25. Tonight, rain, highs for 60. What? No, that could not be. Tonight, again, we have rain, we have wind, and for Thursday, it looks like we're going to get more rain and highs around 55, 60 miles an hour, southwest winds 10 to 20. We could get gusts up to 30 miles per hour. And for Thursday night, overcast skies, chance of showers, lows around 45, and a southwester 5 to 15. And it's an absolute sure shot that we're going to get a little bit of rain out there, mixed with the alcohol sloshing around on the roads. Having very little experience with other freeways, most of my experience, I-84, where I recently was pulled over for speeding, the officer reminded me that 84 was the name of the freeway, not the speed limit. and let me go for some reason. But nonetheless, Thanksgiving is not a good time to be on roads, especially with rain. Just a heads up, moving right along. Guests have a lot of heart and little time. It's a day before a major holiday. It's also possibly the death of net neutrality. What's happening right now is just incredible. There are some Trump appointees in the pipeline, no pun intended, who are truly horrifying. Their links to industries that they would be ostensibly overseeing and controlling, and regulating, and of course they're tied to that industry. It's the revolving door has spun off its axis, and the difference between the private sector, the profit-making world, and the so-called, what's left of it, government, the council of elders, the people who are supposed to be wise and to provide guidance to the nation, there isn't anything left. It's empty halls, echoing offices, and madmen playing golf. It's beyond understanding how he came to this place, and so here we sit on the eve of pretty much almost on the eve of Thanksgiving, and what we really should be taking into account is a terrible genocide upon which all the rest of this is founded. People talk about, oh, how, you know, the ancientness and how America is, you know, this history has given us great wisdom. Well, it's a very new country. It's really only 200 years old or so. And in the family of nations, America is more of a rowdy teenager whose brain isn't fully developed and who is subject to extreme and irrational behavior that is carried out without any degree of forethought whatsoever, all of it built on the bones of ancient people who do know, who do have experience, who have done their 10,000 hours, as Malcolm Gladwell reminds us. And on that note, I want to bring on Lana Jack. We wanted to have originally a circle of voices to talk about First Nations and genocide and Thanksgiving and what all of this means. Of course, people who, with all the best intentions, were not able at the very last minute to join us. Lana Jack is consistent and absolutely dependable, and someone who never stops fighting for her people. Good morning, Lana. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Good morning. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Lana Jack, Columbia River Indian Center from Salado Village. Good morning, everybody. So the subject, I heard...
Giving Tuesday. This is
I heard giving. Oh, giving is like one of my favorite subjects. I was just writing in a part of my book today and for the last couple of days about just how giving... people were so well received here on the Columbia River as they were met by some of the most giving people ever. So the Columbia River Indians, which are now mostly Yakimas, Umatillas, Warm Springs, and Nez Perce, as they were relegated and made to remove themselves from the Columbia River, there is still a contingent of us who are of the original people, and we still reside on the Columbia River, and we still are people who carry the hearts of our mothers. So we're a matriarch society, and by matriarch society, we're governed by more ways than one in saying that giving is our motto, but it's a reciprocity moreover than just giving. It's, you know, the land gives to us, we give back. That kind of reciprocity.
That's what we wanted to talk to you about today, about giving as an antidote to the colossal genocide that took place, and that which white America has never acknowledged, never recognized, never had any.
You're right. That is an essential, very absolute essential part and component that is missing across the land. And the fact that there is no repentance at all for a Christian nation, supposed to say not just that I'm sorry, but how can I be a part of making it right? How can I be a part of being the change? And so when they showed up, they, by Lewis and Clark and any other pioneers, showed up to our territories, our people were here with open arms, with gifts, because, I mean, I come from Celilo, the greatest trade center in the U.S. before it became the U.S., and we were a very giving people, and we have a people now on the Columbia River who are living in poverty, extreme poverty, people I care about, people I say, instead of marginalizing us and making us somebody stereotypical something, that we are a people who have survived genocide, in fact, since we are talking genocide. In the fact that we remain, even after 100 years of trying to get rid of us as the Columbia River Indians who never left, and that's kind of... If you see any articles out there, the Oregonian did one, the Chronicle and the Dalles did a couple of few on the subject of our Indian people, it gave a lot of people the right to discriminate and be very racist towards us. But I encourage our listeners today, on this day that everybody's about to give thanks for their turkey, I'm guessing, that we need to be awake to the shift in that it is not okay. It is not okay to continue on without the honoring of a people whom, in fact, have survived genocide across this entire continent of the United States of America. Tribes, nations, and bands have... If their name is still called out, if they are the remaining of some of the old people, it's a miracle. So our people deserve the highest honor and respect and to be treated humanely with dignity and equality. And, yeah, there are some of us in pursuit of justice. So justice has got to be a part of that. And it's a two-part series where justice is concerned. So... There's got to be the offender and the offended. So we are, I think, trying to wake up ourselves on this end as responders to understand what our role is. Because in the equation and how it played out in Canada, forgiveness, the word itself became a stumbling block for people. So I just say in this hour, as we try to find our place and what it looks like, reconciliation looks like, and how that plays out for all people, because we're all interconnected, we're all one human race, and we are all a part of what has been done to the first people of this land. So
I wonder, yeah. You use the word, we've just got about a minute left, but you use the word reconciliation, and I wondered about how you would feel about, and again, in the context of gifts and giving, and I just wanted to say my understanding of gift and giving is that we're using the English language, which does not really convey of First Nations understanding, interpretation of what giving is. I don't know, and I don't know First Nations languages. My sense of it is, though, that the concept of gifts and giving is quite different from how white people use the English words. But I wanted, if you felt like touching on that, we've got no time at all, but truth and reconciliation was used in Rwanda. How would you assess that?
In a way of giving back, here's one way of giving back to the Indian community that has seriously been living under neglect here. As nobody really wanted to fulfill a trust responsibility for people who are living on land that was ceded for their removal, of course, but we didn't remove. Here's some ways that people can give. We are getting ready to do a gifting and sharing gathering coming up with the Columbia River Indians by Columbia River Indian Center, and we are in need of propane tanks, little tanks, heat buddies, tarps, rope, warm jackets, gifting for children. Any kind of presents are acceptable.
We have to go out, Lana. I want to make sure that we'll put all of the contact information on the website. And the thing too is amazing. After this genocide, there's extreme violence. And the history of this violence, the First Nations peoples welcome white people, the oppressed, welcome with open arms. In many cases, in some cases, tradition forbids that, but in most cases, I want to thank you so much for joining. Your presence today on the show is a huge gift for all of our listeners.
Thank
you so much for that, for all your work. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017.